Ex-judge speaks out on DOJ effort to pack immigration courts with amnesty judges. By Penny Starr on June 22, 2022. President Joe Biden's deputies are firing some of the pro-American immigration judges appointed by President Donald Trump. Immigration judges are hired by the Department of Justice to decide when migrants should be deported or allowed to stay in the United States. One of the ejected Trump judges, Matthew O'Brien, who was seated in the Arlington, Virginia court, spoke out on the development during Fox News's The Ingram Angle on Wednesday. At least six judges have already been fired, including Matthew O'Brien, who was seated in the Arlington, Virginia, court. O'Brien told Ingram, "The immigration courts are supposed to give people who are seeking to remain in the United States or have violated the immigration law a fair review of any claims they have made. The Biden administration is trying to turn the immigration court into, essentially, a free candy store, so that anyone who appears in front of the immigration court winds up getting some kind of benefit or being allowed to stay in the United States. And that's not what the courts were designed to do." The Biden administration is in the process of ordering ICE to dismiss all of the cases that are currently before it. So they seem to be taking a creative approach to reducing the backlog by simply not pursuing the cases and releasing these people into the interior of the United States. They also seem to be in a strange position of dismissing immigration judges who are appointed under President Trump and then trying to replace them with people who meet their own ideological framework. So none of this is a recipe for trying to deal with the issue and reduce the backlog in any kind of a meaningful way. And it leaves me wondering who is looking out for the interests of the American people in this whole transaction? Watch Matthew O'Brien on the Ingram Angle here. Watch the latest video at foxnews.com. O'Brien said the Biden administration is in the process of ordering ICE to dismiss all of the deportation cases. They seem to be taking a creative approach to reducing the backlog by simply not pursuing the cases and releasing these people into the interior of the United States, O'Brien said. Host Laura Ingram asked O'Brien about remarks made by Biden's Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas claiming he and the Biden administration are trying to secure the U.S. southern border with Mexico. "We continue to enforce the laws of this country. We continue to remove individuals who do not qualify for relief under the laws of this country," Mayorkas said. O'Brien said of Mayorkas's statement, "It's not remotely accurate. I worked with Mayorkas when I was at USCIS, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. He follows a party line that's dictated to him by the Democratic Party and its globalist agenda. He's not interested in enforcing the law. And what the immigration courts and what ICE are doing right now is certainly not consistent with a law and order approach to all of this. Essentially, ICE is ignoring the immigration laws that it doesn't like, and the Biden administration is ordering the courts to be complicit in this, and they're busy trying to remove anyone that took an enforcement approach of applying the law to the facts." The Washington Times broke the story and reported that the Justice Department's Executive Office for Immigration Review declined to make his temporary 2-year appointment permanent. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.